Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The 1-Hour Content Plan by Meera Kothand is a non-fiction guide for solopreneurs, bloggers, and small business owners who need a more deliberate way to plan content. Rather than treating blogging as a weekly scramble for ideas, the book presents content creation as a strategic system tied to audience needs, business offers, and long-term goals. Its central promise is practical. A reader can build a year of blog and social media ideas in about an hour by using structured methods instead of relying on inspiration alone. The book is aimed at people who want content that does more than fill a calendar. It is designed to help readers create material that attracts attention, builds authority, supports products or services, and moves an audience toward a specific transformation. Because of that focus, it sits at the intersection of content strategy, audience development, and solo business marketing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why content planning starts with strategy, not idea lists. A major premise of the book is that content problems usually come from weak strategy rather than weak creativity. Kothand argues that lists of random post ideas may provide temporary relief, but they do not solve the deeper issue of producing content with purpose. Her approach begins by asking what the content is meant to do for both the reader and the business. That shift matters because it moves content planning away from trend chasing and toward repeatable decision making. Instead of asking what is popular this week, the reader asks what topics naturally belong to the business and what audience problem each piece should address. This makes the process more stable and more useful over time. The book, therefore, treats content planning as a framework for consistency, not a one-off brainstorming exercise. For solopreneurs, that distinction is important because they usually need a system that saves time while still creating material that supports visibility, trust, and sales. In this sense, strategy is not presented as an abstract marketing concept, but is the practical foundation that makes content creation manageable. Secondly, the expert offer goal framework connects content to business outcomes. One of the book's most distinctive tools is the expert offer goal, or EOG framework. It is designed to make sure each content idea reflects the creator's expertise, supports a concrete offer, and contributes to a business goal. This matters because many content calendars become disconnected from revenue or audience progression. Kothand's framework gives solopreneurs a way to evaluate whether a topic is merely informative or actually useful in a business context. Content rooted in expertise builds authority. Content tied to an offer can naturally lead readers toward products or services. And content tied to a goal can be measured against a larger plan such as list growth, traffic, or sales. The value of the framework is its discipline. It reduces the temptation to publish content simply because it sounds interesting. At the same time, it does not force every post to sell directly. Instead, it helps content function as part of a broader pathway. That makes the book especially useful for solo businesses that need educational content to do more than educate. It must also support trust building and conversion, and EOG provides a practical way to align those purposes without making the planning process overly complex. Thirdly, the driver of change model focuses on reader transformation. Another important idea in the book is the driver of change, or DOCO model. This framework asks writers to think about the transformation their content should create in the audience's life. In practice, that means the reader is not treated as a passive consumer of tips, but as someone moving from a current problem state toward a better one. The model helps clarify why a topic belongs in the content plan in the first place. If a post does not advance the reader's understanding, confidence, or ability to act, it may not be worth prioritizing. This is a useful corrective to content that is purely informational and lacks a clear purpose. The DOCO model also improves content coherence because it encourages a sequence of topics that build on one another. Instead of isolated posts, the reader gets a progression that reflects a learning journey. For solopreneurs, that is especially valuable because audience trust often depends on perceived usefulness and continuity. The model, therefore, gives the planning process a customer-centered logic. Content should not only attract attention, but also help readers move closer to the result the business is promising. Fourthly, breaking broad themes into categories, subcategories, and post ideas, the book does not rely on vague brainstorming. It offers a structured way to move from broad topic areas to more specific content ideas by breaking categories into subcategories and then into individual posts. This step is important because many creators know their general niche but struggle to generate enough material within it. Kothand's method shows how a single content bucket can support multiple posts when it is examined from different angles. For example, a broad theme can be divided into specific questions, objections, steps, or scenarios that each become separate pieces of content. This approach creates depth rather than repetition. It also helps readers build a content ecosystem instead of isolated articles. As a result, the blog can guide audiences through a progression of related topics that reinforce one another. The advantage for solopreneurs is efficiency once the topic architecture is mapped. Future idea generation becomes much easier. Instead of starting from zero each time, the creator works within an established structure. That structure is what makes the promise of a year's worth of ideas in a short period more believable. The method is less about producing more content and more about organizing knowledge in a way that naturally yields many usable angles. Lastly, brand voice, packaging, and promotion turn ideas into readable content. Beyond idea generation, the book also addresses how content should sound, look, and travel. The ADDE formula, which stands for attributes, do's, don'ts, and expressions, is used to define a recognizable brand voice and maintain consistency across content. This is useful because even strong ideas can feel forgettable if the tone shifts too much from post to post. Cothand also pays attention to packaging, including headlines, formatting, and scanner-friendly structure, which matter because online readers often decide quickly whether a post is worth their time. In addition, the book recognizes that content creation does not end when a post is published. Promotion is part of the system, and the material needs a plan for reaching people beyond the initial upload. That makes the book broader than a simple brainstorming guide. It addresses the full life cycle of content, from idea to presentation to distribution. For a solopreneur, this is a significant advantage because time is limited and every piece of content must work harder. The book's emphasis on voice and packaging helps make content recognizable, while its promotional advice helps ensure that effort is not wasted after publication. In conclusion, the 1-hour content plan is best suited to solopreneurs, bloggers, coaches, consultants, and small business owners who need a practical way to generate consistent content without depending on inspiration. It is especially useful for readers who know they should publish regularly but have trouble turning expertise into a usable editorial plan. The main benefit of the book is that it turns content creation into a system. Instead of offering a pile of disconnected prompts, it gives readers a framework for aligning topic ideas with audience transformation, business offers, and marketing goals. That makes it more focused than many general blogging guides, which often concentrate on writing tactics alone. What distinguishes this book is its combination of planning logic and business relevance. It is not simply about producing more posts, it is about producing content that has a clear role in an overall strategy. Readers looking for advanced team workflows or large-scale content operations may find it too tailored to solo businesses, but that specialization is also its strength. Within its niche, it stands out as a concise, actionable guide to creating purposeful content with less friction and more strategic intent. If you would like to support Mira Cothand, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.